If you're a South Texan, you know that there aren't very many things that can alarm you. However, one of those things are hurricanes. And many hurricanes have left their scars on both the landscape and the psyches of many South Texans over the course of time. And many of the old-timers in the Coastal Bend can remember them like they occurred yesterday. Carla, Beulah, Celia, Alan, Brett, and the one that's been seared into the minds of many in the region, Harvey. As we look back on the years since Hurricane Harvey made landfall and all but totally destroyed several communities, we'll examine the storm's effects on the people and the area from various perspectives, plus where the road leads to the future for many who were deeply affected by the storm. To say that Hurricane Harvey was just a storm would be the same as saying the Antarctic is just snow-covered. The lower Gulf Coast of Texas was taken by surprise by Harvey's sudden growth as it made its way into the Gulf August 24th of 2017. On that particular day, it had been designated as a tropical storm at 7 a.m. But by 1 p.m. August 24th, it had strengthened into a hurricane and continued to grow. With Harvey strengthening and its course targeting the Coastal Bend, all eyes were on the fast-moving storm. Residents of the Coastal Bend communities were told to evacuate as Harvey neared the coast with 130-mile-per-hour winds. Corpus Christi was bracing for a direct hit, something not experienced since Hurricane Celia in 1970. But as hurricanes are prone to do, it slid up northward just enough to give Corpus Christi a glancing blow. But fellow communities like Ingleside, Port Aransas, Rockport, and Refugio were dealt a hard and merciless shot from Harvey. Directly in the storm site was the community of Port Aransas, which was devastated by the hurricane. Port A Mayor Charles Bouillon outlines the situation when Harvey was charging towards the coast and its immediate effect on the community.
When it came out of the Gulf, it came out as a depression. But I had a gut feeling at that time, and that was about, that's 654 miles from Port Aransas, or the distance from here to the Kansas border. I had a gut feeling in that we were going to get it. There were two things that I was paying attention to at the time. There were two high-pressure centers, one off to our east and one off to our west, and there's no place a storm can come with those two high-pressure centers except right in the middle, and we have to be right in the middle. After it came off of the Yucatan and started moving its way up toward us, so I was relatively, to be honest with you, relatively sure that we were going to get it or we were going to get a portion of it. As it came in closer to us, we already were in the process of getting ready for our evacuations. We were working with the National Hurricane Center. It gave us 15, 20-minute updates on it several days before. We knew at that point the general direction and which way it was going. What we were not aware of was that it would blow up like it did. It was forecast by the Hurricane Center to be a rain event. But looking at our situation here on the island, we have two routes out of here, one on the ferry and one down the island, both of which are subject to close during high water situations. And even at that point, I was fairly sure that we were going to get something out of this thing. And so I called the evacuation on when I was really certain that it was going to happen. I called the evacuation on the 24th at 10 o'clock in the morning and asked the people to be off the island by dark, which they were. It was the worst storm that we've ever had, including Carla and Celia back in the 70s. This storm was a monster storm. It came in on us. Actually came ashore on the 26th, the eye did, on the 26th on St. Joe Island, which is right next to us. And we were on the left side of the storm, so we got the left side eye wall for 5 to 7 hours, meaning that we had upwards of 135-mile-an-hour winds, gusted to 150 for 5 to 7 hours. When it finally came ashore on St. Joe, the Iowa, it made a little joggle to the left. In doing so, it changed the winds to the northwest. And the winds were coming out of the north at all times. It was not a normal storm for us. Normally, the winds would come off the Gulf. They didn't come off the Gulf. They came out of the north. The high winds of the storm were on the left side. Typically, they're on the right side of the storm. But we got those winds for some 7 hours, 5 to 7 hours.
Needless to say, Hurricane Harvey had a severe effect on the coastal bend, but communities like Port Aransas sustained the most damage. Mayor Bouillon adds that city structures in his community suffered, by his estimate, some $50 to $70 million in damage. Overall, Port A had somewhere between $500 million to $1 billion in damages, that according to Mayor Bouillon as well.
So 85% of our homes were either damaged or destroyed. 100% of our businesses were put out of business. Many of those have come back since then. Our motel system is still in a shambles. It destroyed, just really damaged, highly damaged a lot of our condos and a lot of our hotels. So it was the worst storm Texas has ever seen in damage, and the second worst in damage in the nation.
Recovery is slow and will certainly take some time.
We've had a lot of people that have for sale signs on their property. The houses are no longer there, but the land is. We've had people who have houses that stood that needed to be repaired who have placed for sale signs. And, you know, generally you'll see that after a hurricane. I've lived here. My family's settled on the island in 1885, so that's about 133 years of history here. And, you know, looking back over the numerous hurricanes that we've had in the past, you always have some people who decide, well, that's all I want. But we've seen a lot more of that in this storm because it was so damaging and so powerful. And I don't think any of us on the island right now, including myself, who has a long history with the Gulf of Mexico and with the island, I think we all have PTSD, and I'm being serious about that. I don't think any of us will ever look at the Gulf of Mexico. We love it. We live by it. We'll still love it and live by it, but we'll always look at it differently after this storm, like no other storm.
Recovery is still the name of the game in many coastal bend communities, even a year after the most devastating storm the area has seen. We'd like to thank Port Aransas Mayor Charles Bouillon for his time and insight. Tomorrow, we take a look at what Hurricane Harvey did to affect the natural world of the coastal plains and devastation to a Rockport landmark. You've been listening to Hurricane Harvey, a retrospective on KEDT.